talking about demons. What are the demons?
Voices.
Tell me about them. What are the voices about?
It's another voice, the evil side.
Yeah, whatever your name is, Satan.
Welcome back to Evil Examined, ladies and gentlemen. We're returned back from our hiatus. We hope you enjoyed the Year of the UFO last week and the content moderator madness, you know, and the fucking standardized toilet. But this week we have something a little bit different in store for you for the Forbidden Five. We're going to be doing Munchausen Moms, right,
Katie?
We're
going to be doing them.
Yeah, we got them all lined up in the studio here. And our cocks and dildos are ready to go.
Oh, boy.
No, but in all seriousness, if you didn't check out www.evilexamined.com for the UFO video last week, you can head over there. We've got that sighting on North Carolina. And I think I'll try and put up the military one, too, maybe. That one's pretty cool. But today, it's now up to you and the Forbidden Five.
Have you guys ever faked getting sick?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, of course.
How
yes.
did you do it? Did you have like a thing that you would do, like a routine?
I can throw up at will.
Okay.
Okay, that's excessive.
Yeah, that's a...
You don't need to do... You're talking about like phone calls?
What?
But, like, oh, I thought you meant like tricking your parents.
Method actor.
Yeah, I assume you like at school, yeah. Like trying to get out of school. Yeah, I definitely
tried. Yeah, I've done that.
I don't feel good.
Right. I do the cough, you know.
Act like a bitch and shit.
Yeah, everyone's like...
Yeah, you act mad soft and then you go in the bathroom, but you don't shut the door all the way, and then you, like, I could fake throw up so they could hear it hitting the toilet.
Mm. Or you just make it sound like,
oh. Okay. Oh, you know what I mean? Just like, you know, Four Loko.
Oh, my God.
What, do you guys use an excuse to, if you call in sick to work? Like, do you have, like, a go-to when you're not sick, if you just want to take a sick day?
I still have a job. I'd like to not put that out there.
No.
I don't know why, but I always, like, just... Say, like, well, for me, because I have kids, so
you
I blame my kids.
You claim the kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yo, that's ill.
Yeah.
I've always been jealous of that.
Yeah, I'm going to just start lying about having a kid and do a lot of Photoshop work and be like, oh, yeah, that's Mickey's sick again.
My boy Mickey.
Mickey. Mickey, huh? I'm going to make them all fucked up. I'm like, yo, he was born with HIV and multiple sclerosis.
Oh, my God.
He don't have much time. And, no, he fucked a stray animal. And that's how he contracted it. This part of my
story. I love the background, but he was born.
Yeah.
I would just be like, Bobber's sick.
He'd been abused, and I adopted him. And, he's horribly ill.
Mm. Yeah, so I can't come in today.
Yeah,
just today, though.
I rarely he'll ever call out. Like,
yeah,
I,
that's where I'm at.
I'm a sick person. I'll go to work bent, hungover, like all sorts. I've always been
back in the day, you used to like, one time you didn't even have your car, and you just like sick, and you walked to work, didn't you? Like hungover at like fucking 5 a.m.
up all night on a fucking bender.
I woke up next to a toilet and he's gone. I'm like, yo, where the fuck could he have gone? He didn't have a car.
Yeah. It was difficult times.
Can I ask, were you like that with school?
I was actually, yeah, I would like rarely miss school. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I said when I started hanging out with Aaron and George, like, we would bunk school, but I would definitely go there first and then we'd just leave.
Yeah.
You started the day there, Cal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
started off right.
Yeah, damn. Me and Aaron did that a lot too.
Huh? We used to go to that $3.99 buffet. Remember?
Yeah.
There was a dirty ass
fine dining.
Fine dining.
It was fine dining.
At those times, man, we were fucking high school kids.
Yeah. Some great tricks in there, though. You could that's where I learned to pour soy sauce in people's Coke when they went to the bathroom. Classic. And come back and take a sip, and they're like,
"Oh, it was the best." Unless you drank it, but it
was as long as you was laughing, it was good times.
It was good times. Yeah.
Oh man! So speaking of pouring soy sauce into people's drinks,
oh, there's what a setup.
Right? Yeah. There's like this thing called fictitious disorder imposed upon another, FDIA, also called Munchausen syndrome by proxy. So it's when a caregiver is like watching over somebody and gives them the appearance that they're being, that they're unhealthy, that they're sick or something, even though they're totally healthy, but someone is imposing an illness upon them. And it's mostly moms. 95% of the cases are moms doing this to their kids. Can you like picture someone even wanting to do that to their kid? I feel like it's really abnormal.
That's fucked up. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Have you guys heard of this before?
I've heard the term and stuff, but I never like in my own like.
I'm thinking of a story, but I'm not going to say it yet.
I just don't understand like the reason behind faking that. Like, what benefit do you get?
They make money off it. Oh. Basically, like they'll use it to gain sympathy and get attention. I feel like most of the time this is single moms doing this, and not that they want more attention, but just like a one income kind of like situation where it's difficult to care for a kid. So feigning these illnesses, people will give you stuff.
Like, have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen that mom that just doesn't want her kid to leave home? Like, she never wants him to grow up.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like those type of people are kind of. Yeah. Oh.
Makes sense. It's like the mom. That was not
what I was saying.
It's just like the mom in the water boy.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of.
The water boy. The
water boy.
This is like an intense version of Kathy Bates in that movie.
Yeah. Well, I'm very intrigued.
No, this is, you got it.
There's stories of moms killing their kids by intentionally feeding them too much salt. That's why I was thinking about that soy sauce thing. You were basically like poisoning your friends.
Yep. That wouldn't be the first
one. Sounds accurate.
Okay.
Soy sauce isn't the worst.
In 2014, she was putting all these things on Facebook about her sick kid, you know, stuff like that. So they just kind of will post things, try to get attention. And there's also this Netflix show, I don't know if anyone saw it, The Act, and a documentary called Mommy Dearest about this lady named Gypsy Rose. Have you seen that one?
I've watched that one, yeah.
You watched
that? That's the one I was thinking of.
It's crazy, right? It just like...
It was sickening.
Yeah, for anyone who's interested in the topic, I feel like the documentary does a great job. The show is pretty good too, but I mean, I like true crime, so I recommend the documentary over the show. But
yeah,
it's a crazy case. That one's fucking nuts. It's
totally insane. So this condition, just a little background on this. The reason it's called Munchausen syndrome is there's this author and Baron. Kind of that would just bullshit excessively, and his name was Baron Munchausen. And so he's like a literary character kind of resembling this real life Baron. Like it was someone's like political parody. And this guy would just bullshit all the time, be like, oh yeah, I've climbed this mountain. I've like killed this many people, like all that shit.
So like a Merle.
Nice. Wait, you guys know someone that's really good at making up stories?
Not really good.
But that would make them up.
What's the craziest? Because I know, like, I remember this kid that I used to know that would just make shit up that was totally insane. And what's the craziest shit someone told you that they wanted you to believe?
Did he ascend?
I don't know.
That their father won $1 million. No, that has $1 million, but he was just laying low. And then he asked me for money, too.
In the same setting?
The same day, but he forgot about asking me for money, and then he goes around and tells someone else that we're hanging out with. the story. You didn't think it was like future considerations? Like, you put me down now and then we don't have to lay low. I got you.
You know what's
I considered it.
It was like down payment on the friendship.
Yeah. Keep it real with me now, and then when that Millie comes out, I got you.
That's smart. Oh, shoot.
And what's his friend?
Oh, no names.
Yeah, let's go nameless for this. But I'm going to say this, too, is that, you know, the worst is when you have that person who is a constant liar of stories. You know that these are fabrications because, like, you were there for some of these events, and it didn't happen that way. But then they ask you to co-sign it. They say, right, Aaron? Right? You remember when that shit happened? I'm like, yo, I was pretty high. You know, I don't really remember that well. And you're not trying to say, dude, you're a fucking liar. You know, you're just trying to say, but it gets exhausting after a while. The constant cosign for me on this, cosign for me on that.
Yes.
No, dude, none of it's real. I'm not cosigning.
I'm sorry, it's man.
Fucking bullshit.
You got any names on that one?
No, I can't do names today.
I'm sorry.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
Trying to exposing people over here.
2019, 2020. Exposing motherfuckers.
2020, yeah. I'm coming clean.
Oh, my God.
6 to 9.
I just love the, you know, how, like, you question it. You hear something crazy, and then in your head you question it, and you're like, why would he lie to me, though? You know? And then... But then you're like, that's too. It's just too crazy. And then you get all these.
Happen? Like maybe it did happen.
Well, then you get all these other clues though, because there's other stuff that's talked about that's all bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know, and you're like, oh, well, that's it's all bullshit then. You know, once in a while, a nugget of truth may slip out, but
a nugget.
There's this kid that he was like kind of a weird kid that would come to like our church when I was growing up. And he would always say that he would play banjo with different bands. And I thought he was full of shit about it. Like, because he was just like, he would always wear like this coat with fringes like on it. And then these flame pants, like these rip-off flame pants. And no, he would wear that like every time I saw him. Like, and he would say that he would like had played music with like Frank Zappa, like shit that like was impossible to be true. So then
he played banjo for Frank Zappa.
Yeah. So then you're like, this kid's full of shit. Like there's no like nothing. But then he was really good at banjo. Hmm. I don't know. So
well, you know, you got one day. You just reminded me now. Like we did a great April Fool's joke on. The joke was on Brian and Gene. Was it on? I'm trying to think because Mike.
Mike, oh, well, the mic.
Mike was boxing for a while, and
oh, that was fucked up.
And then like, and on April Fool's,
I was concerned.
I hit them up in a group chat. I'm like, yo, Mike's talking crazy shit. Like, I was dead serious though, like trying to make it as convincing as I could. Oh, Mike's talking. He's talking crazy shit. He's talking about building a ring in the woods and fighting
Russ is like gas based so bad. Yeah. Like he's the one I reached out and I'm like, yeah, I gotta get all this wood and shit. Yeah. And I was like, what do you need all this wood for?
No,
I'm like,
I remember
yo,
this.
I'm building a ring.
And I'm telling him, I'm like, hey, I'm gonna leave work. I think I should go see him. Like he's off his fucking rocker. He's talking about fighting people that are dead and like people that didn't exist, like Mickey Mouse. You know, like what was it? We said you were gonna fight.
I told him I was gonna box and spar with Smoking Joe Lewis. Yeah. So he's like, "Yo, this dude's losing his mind." And
I mean, hindsight sounds ridiculous.
But you bought it. But I was saying
it was following.
I said
it, if it wasn't due to what you know, what I'm saying prior events,
the prior
motherfucking bitch ass niggas, we wouldn't have believed none of this nonsense. But like due to some other shit that went down before that, it was very like exactly. I was like, yo, this nigga was acting funny.
That's the only variable.
I was like, this motherfucker acting mad funny. So we're like, yo, we gotta go check on the boy. Yo, he might get. Well, because that boy down
during those events, he didn't look that good.
He didn't sound that good either.
And I was even fucked up. So I was like, oh well. It's not that far-fetched.
Well, this boy went off the deep end, you know what I mean? Like, we're concerned.
Well, I set it up good, too, because at first, before I told you that, I was like, Mike, he's been going, he won't leave this church. He just keeps going to this church. And they're asking him to leave, and he made a fucking scene, yelled at the priest and shit, just because he wants to keep praying. I don't know why he wants to keep going to church. And so I'm, you know, I'm telling them, and they're like, "Yo," because he had told them he was going to church.
He was saying some crazy shit.
Yo. So I wove this other crazy shit into it.
I had a deep
it.
Experience. Yo, and I went to church the next day. There's nothing crazy wow. about that.
And I think we rode with that for about 3 or 4 hours. A good three or 4 hours.
I knew they figured it out when, like, total radio silence happened. I'm like, oh, bass is pissed right now.
How mad were you, though?
I was ready to fucking bang both of you motherfuckers in your face.
In the ass? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. That too. That's for later.
Rape murder.
Now I was fucking pissed.
Oh, man.
All right. Sorry, Katie.
I had like a busy-ass work day.
He's like, yo, Mike's dead. Mike's going to die.
Sorry, Katie.
Gotta worry about... Don't be sorry. I wanted to know. And apparently we believe, like, because of the events, you know, leading up to it... That you could totally make some shit up.
My biggest insult, though, came from JP when he compared me to his $1 million baby laying low.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Come on.
So, one of these... So, this disease hasn't totally been accepted by... Where these Munchausen moms exist, hasn't totally been accepted, like, by the medical community. So, our first lady... And it's controversial. Probably a lot of it is because of this guy that named the disease Munchausen. His name was Roy Meadow, and he was controversial because he basically came up with this idea, and then he served as an expert witness in a ton of child murder cases. And later on, those cases were eventually overturned as, like, wrongful convictions. So it's like a kid would die accidentally or something like that, probably like SIDS or something like tragic, like a fall, something. And
was he the one that brought forth the shaken baby syndrome too?
He didn't do shaken baby syndrome, but it's like a really similar thing.
Yeah.
Is because it's like that's like the abuse that would lead up to them being in this like critical illness. Like you can't just have them be sick. Like these moms will take doctors to like 23 doctors, right? Something like that, and they'll until someone finds something wrong with their kid they can hold on to, and then they can get like different. I don't know. Whatever they're doing from different people, but they take them all over the place. But one of these ladies, her name was Trupti Patel, and she's this 35-year-old pharmacist from Berkshire, England, and she'd moved there from India. And her husband had their first daughter in 95, and it was a boy. So first daughter was a boy. after they had the daughter, they had a boy.
Maybe.
And the boy.
2020.
2020.
Right. This was 95.
Hindsight's 2022.
Yo.
So they had a daughter, and then they had a boy, and the boy died when he was only 2 months old. And then 18 months later, they had another boy who died when he was 15 days old.
Oh, boy.
And then another daughter died when she was 22 days old. So they have 4 kids, and 3 of them died really fast. And so basically, there's like this rule of 3 kind of that they have. And it's like, all right, well, if your kids... are dying that much, it's because you're fucking hurting them. And
it couldn't be genetics.
Right. So this Meadows guy who coined Munchausen syndrome testified at her trial, and he said that the likelihood of 2 babies dying from natural causes in the same family was 1 in 73 million. And he just made that number up.
Like, dude, it's crazy. We've talked about this, and it's crazy some of the witnesses they bring in. Like, you would assume if you're watching a prosecution as a juror that, like, oh, you know, this person can be trusted. In reality, they're paid to be there, right? They're making money to be there. And a lot of times, like, the science is not as black and white as they make it sound. You know what I mean?
It's
like
not, yeah.
Like what blood splatter analysis, that can go, people have different opinions on that. That's like not an exact thing. Even ballistics, like, is not as black and white as people think. You know what I mean?
DNA.
Yeah, DNA to some extent. Because we were talking about it on that other show, like, the odds of getting struck by lightning. It happens to people, though, right?
Yeah.
So, like, the same thing. Like, oh, the odds of your DNA being the match, you know, not being the match is the same as getting struck by lightning. Well, some people get struck by lightning, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So...
But even fingerprints, it's not an exact thing either. It's relative.
But that's more exact. Those are unique for the most part.
No, they're not.
Unless you're planning.
They're not. Check it out.
Well, twins. I mean, twins is...
I'm telling you, it's by area. They know by area. Like, if my fingerprints were somewhere, that generally in this area, I'm probably the only one with them. But if you go through the world, there's more than one person with my fingerprint.
Really? I thought it was unique.
Interesting.
That's we'll have to research
that's
that.
That's a good topic right there.
How do you know that, Mike?
A lot of crime shows. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. What exactly are you up to? Your name is Mike, isn't it?
Sounds an awful lot like Michelle.
So do you guys think that it's natural to blame the parents when something like that happens? Like, three kids die super young.
Kinda, totally.
Yeah,
I can see why they would. You know, I can totally see it.
And yeah, logic makes sense.
It's healthy suspicion,
right?
And if you heard that, like, it's really easy, I feel like, to jump to conclusions and not really know what's happening. So,
like, if you went to trial and that guy showed up and said it's and he's a you know all these credentials, it's a this and the, one in you know 70 million whatever it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are just going to say that's enough for me,
right?
Well, I
the
always
jurors believe, probably don't even need any more.
I always believe when Bates says he's the most realist, voted in 79. I always believe that. Sounds like a fact.
And it does.
Oh.
Damn.
That's great.
I'm saying it's the same thing. Like, if that guy came and said it was a 1 in 73 million chance, I would definitely believe him.
It takes a certain amount of faith that to believe in a professional because you don't want to do the work that they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've been on two juries. And I can tell you, those people just want to get the fuck out of there. They don't give a fuck about that person's case. They're ready to wrap it up. They've got their opinions ready. When they go up in that room, when we go up to deliberate, they don't want to fucking analyze anything.
That's shitty.
Yeah. I literally had to tell a lady one time to chill the fuck out. You know what I mean? Like, she's like, well, let's wrap this thing up so we don't have to come back on Monday. I'm like, look, we're talking about, like, two guys' lives. Like, the rest of... This is going to affect decades of their lives and their families. And, like, she didn't give a fuck, though. Yeah. She's just concerned about, like, going back to doing her routine.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow, that's,
dude, Wheel of Fortune. She might miss it, you know?
God forbid she's in that position.
That's what I said. And that's why I say jury duty is important, especially for people that want to skip out on it all the time.
Right.
I'm a big advocate for jury duty because I see how those people are. Dude. And I was like, dude, I pictured myself on that trial. And these fucking idiots bumbling my fate. You know what I mean? So
that's scary.
You're like Pauly Shore.
That's real.
You're like Pauly Shore. Jury foreman.
Jury duty. Yeah. I'm in the army now.
In the classics.
So, okay. So this guy did it to a bunch of other people. Some of them like wound up never being able to recover from it and died due to alcoholism. And at that lady's trial, she like flew her grandma in from India. And she's like, the same thing happened to me. I have five kids, die super young and stuff.
They were like, arrest her.
Yeah. Get the grandma. Get the grandma.
Put them both on trial.
You're hurting my arm.
Ouch. Young man. Do you think it's right for doctors to report everything they see as potential child abuse? Because it's like they're sworn where they have to like report things that they see.
It's tough.
Because it could potentially
be. It's tough
but
because there's situations. I feel like amongst our friends, there's situations that have happened where like it's definitely not child abuse. But you could see. Yeah, you could see. Right. And you can see how somebody would see that.
Right.
It just sucks for that kid that legit is getting abused, you know?
I think if it's like if it's grossly overdone, you know what I mean. Like that's one thing, but like, you know, kids fall down all the time. You know, you could tell kids don't run, and they'll run anyways until they fall down and get hurt. And then you're right. Like, I told you not to do this for about an hour.
Exactly.
Right. It's so like, what do you want? Just to tie them up.
Yeah. Again. This kind of reminds me of that content moderator thing, right? Because it's like, it doesn't get to be a judgment call for them. It's like they are required to report what they see, like if you take a kid to the doctor.
Oh, so it's not a judgment call at all. If they see any kind of damage, they just have to report it.
Yeah, that's like what they're supposed to do.
But the crazy thing is that, like, isn't it like a three strike sort of thing?
I don't know how it actually works, but it's like they do take people's kids away. I think it
I've heard it was a three strikes kind of thing from other people.
Even as a spectator, like, all right, so whatever, let's say George is telling his kid, don't run, don't run, don't run, don't run. Finally, the kid does fucking whack his face on something, right? And then I come along, all privileged and white, and I'm like, looking, I'm like, damn, your kid's bruising the face, man. That's neglect.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So it is a judgment call, and it's easy to twist it out of control, so it's easy to point the finger, especially if I don't have any kids of my own. Like, it's fucking
Are you a
easy
doctor, Mike?
No, but it's easy for me to start some shit.
In this scenario, you're saying you're just somebody who calls DCYF. You're a racist white man that calls DCYF.
Yeah, what if I'm a racist white dude? I see this guy taking his kid to daycare and it's a bruised up face, and I'm like, oh, what happened? Oh, he ran and fell. And I'm like, yeah, right. Neglect. Right.
Damn, Spanish people.
Should be watching your kid. Should be watching your kid. You're a fucking bastard. You know what I mean? Like, it's easy to point the finger, start some bullshit, and then get him investigated by DCF.
It's so easy, I feel like, now than compared, like, let's say 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, where nobody gave a fuck.
No one cared. Yeah. No one cared. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You're supposed to get beat. That's how you behave.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. I got the belt.
Well, that's,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's why people fucking got in line.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I feel like, has everyone gotten beaten as a kid?
Yeah.
The
I mean, yeah, right?
Not like beaten, but like, you know.
And the chancleta.
Oh, the spoon.
Like, don't do that shit again. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
It works.
It does.
It shit works, dude. I don't know why.
I caught the belt for stealing.
They got creative.
Never got caught again.
Well, that's good to know. Check your bags, guys.
He stole my pizza.
Yo, I left you half.
Yo, he ate the last one.
Getting real out here.
He bullied and stole the last piece of pizza from Gene. He was going for it. Then Mike
pushed him off. Like, get off.
The crazy thing about it.
He said, I'm a vegetarian.
I looked at his face. He was so upset.
No, I thought that was fucking pepperoni left.
Oh my god.
Yo.
All right, settle down.
All right.
Sorry, Katie.
Back
you
to
started
your mom.
To tell me settle down, you son of a bitch.
All right, we gotta report you.
Verbal abuse.
So, like 250 of these cases where this guy ended up getting overturned. That's so fucking many to me. Wow. And like 250 of them. And these moms, like, their kids get taken away, the moms get put in jail, and the kids go into the system, sort of thing. So.
Wait, who the moms get put in jail too?
Yeah.
They could, yeah.
For abuse and neglect.
Tell me that he got put in jail after that.
No, he wrote books, made a bunch of money. But one thing they did do.
What?
That's fair.
Came up.
Wow.
Is they started using video cameras in places too. And so there's like different videos. And I've seen like some of them that they've shown in cases where they'll like monitor hospital rooms of suspected victims of like actual Munchausen. So I feel like there is some legitimacy to it, but I feel like he was overextending it to different circumstances, you know?
Oh, but totally. Like, yeah. No, this is a rare thing, in my opinion. I would think anyway, right? Like, this is more of a rare kind of circumstance, whereas he was just making a fucking career off of it, putting innocent people away, right?
But he's also, like, still considered, like, the expert on it, and he named it.
Well, he's
it.
Not.
And
so if you, like, if you fuck 250 it. Up... If you fuck up 250 times at your job, you're not an expert. You're not even a rookie.
Just a good guesser.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, it's.
Are you a good guesser?
It kind of hits home because I was almost taken away from my mom because I had a condition. I don't know if I still have it, but like when I would wait outside in the cold and shit, my hands would like turn super like blistering red and shit.
Oh, like,
and they thought,
like,
my mom was like burning my hands at school. They would see my hands because it was when I was waiting for the bus when I was little. I come to school with my hands all red and shit and hurt.
Were you
like,
reported?
Oh, did your mom like? And I didn't know English too much. And I'm like, oh, was your mom like abusing you? Blah blah.
Was it a racist white person that asked you this?
I think it was. But it was a white teacher.
Hey, little brown boy.
But she's like, oh, did your mom take your hand and burn? It looks like you were being burned in hot water and shit. I didn't really know how to talk too well, so I was like nodding my head and shit. And then they had this huge, huge investigation and shit. And my mom was like shitting bricks because they were going to take me away for nothing, dude.
Were you born here, Gene?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Who the fuck did you think he was born?
Wait. What are you
that
getting
was
at?
That was the pressing question in your mind. His hands are blistered. He's going to get taken away from fucking child abuse. And you're like, were you born here, motherfucker?
I was born in New York.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, the back of a cab, right?
The big apple.
Wasn't it?
It's a dumpster.
It's great content.
Sorry, Katie.
I just reminded me of
Bass,
that.
Was your next line, go home?
I can't.
Last week he makes a joke about aliens. Now he's asking if this guy's born here. Yeah. I think we know what the real racist is. No.
They come in all colors.
So there's this disease that like can result from people going through stress when they're young. I'd never heard of this before, but it's called psychosocial short stature, PSS. So if you're between the ages of 2 and 15, if you have extreme emotional deprivation or stress, you can be smaller. And then, let's see, studies. Okay. So that happens to these kids that get abused. That's why it's like when you see like that Gypsy Rose chick, she looks so tiny, right?
All like, withered away. So like a Napoleon complex because they're small, they abuse?
No, it's like because they're being like withheld nutrients, like all kinds of things.
Oh,
like
that makes sense. Right.
Talking about the victims.
Got you.
That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
got it. Let's see. So some of the other cases were, there was this lady, Lisa Hayden Johnson. So she's in England and she got jailed for 3 years and 3 months and she subjected her son to 325 medical actions. She made him go to school in a wheelchair, even though he could walk, fed him through a tube into his stomach. She claimed that he had a long list of illnesses like diabetes, allergies, cerebral palsy, cystic fibrosis, and called him the most ill child in Britain. And so she would get a ton of like cash donations and gifts. And she got to go on 2 cruises. And the reason she got caught was when they're on one of these cruises, the kid was like running around and she made a video of it, of him like running around on the cruise, even though they had seen him in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Oh, so she just took the video
herself.
What an idiot. She just didn't care at that point?
No, I think she's just kind of dumb. But she would wear like a nurse outfit at home and set up the kid's room like a hospital bed. It's like, that was his reality.
That's really creepy.
That's fucked up.
Well, and that's the thing, too. You're trapped by these people. You know what I mean? Like, they have all the leverage.
You probably believe them. You start believing them, too. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Power you're crippled. You're afraid to do anything.
You know what I mean? It's supposed to, like, you know, bring you up. They're supposed to be your safety blanket, and they're doing this shit to you.
Your guide.
That'll fuck you up for life, I feel.
And I wonder if you think of it, like, mentally, like that's, okay, I believe it, and you create those symptoms, I wonder. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I think that's
the mind is powerful, and if you actually think that.
Like, we all believed in Santa Claus, you know?
It's the power of suggestion.
What do you mean?
Right.
We all used to believe in Santa Claus.
I never did, neither.
Yeah.
No, he's real.
He's real.
Right? Tooth Fairy? You believe in the Tooth Fairy?
No.
In CF, though, isn't it Santos Claus?
Oh, well, that's a whole different thing. I do.
Mira, Santos Claus.
Santa Nicolás.
He brought me all my hubcaps.
Isn't that what they said, Brian? Come on.
Santa Claus.
You're Spanish, right?
Santa Claus.
That's what they said. Santa Claus. So it's Gene. So it's George.
Allegedly.
They're less racist, though.
Allegedly. I was born here.
Oh, man.
You were born in Alaska. Sorry. Go ahead.
Number 3 is Kathy Bush. Who she gained public sympathy for the plight of her daughter Jennifer, who by age 8 went through 40 surgeries, spent over 640 days in hospitals for gastrointestinal disorders, and she got to meet Hillary Clinton, even though she's a Bush.
Did she make her commit suicide?
I don't know, dude. But her mom, this one, got arrested and charged with Medicaid fraud. So it's like with money, too. So this girl, she went to foster care until she got older, and then while her mom was in jail for 3 years, and then she finally got out, and then she's been saying, like, that her mom didn't have Munchausen. Like, she's like, no, she didn't. Like, I shouldn't have been taken away from my mom.
So she believes that she's that sick?
I don't know. But now she's all close with her and stuff and her family, and she's like, my mom was innocent.
Yeah, but what would be cool, though, if she's just saying that publicly, and then in private, she's like, Mom, you're so fucking sick. You know, we're going to do this for you. We're going to do that. You know, like the role reversal.
But wouldn't you think it'd be the other way around? Imagine you like growing up your whole life, you heard you were sick, you were sick, you were sick. Wouldn't that turn you mentally into a hypochondriac where you always think something's wrong?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I would think so.
Mm. Yeah. Do you guys add salt to your food before you taste it?
I don't use salt.
Occasionally.
Occasionally, yeah. I do that too.
But like, not all the time.
Himalayan. You just already know?
It depends on the food. That I'm cooking.
Well, if you like have white rice and you know no salt has been added to it,
right,
you would need salt.
Yeah.
But if you didn't see it being made, have you added salt to it before you ate it?
Occasionally, not often though.
Yeah.
Usually yeah, I'll taste first. I feel like I'll give it the flavor taster.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
Wow.
Oh. What about that flavor?
Mike just doesn't eat salt.
I used to not use salt at all, but now it's put in my foods.
Oh, your girl puts it in?
Yeah, she cooks with salt. But if you would have, when I lived in my own apartment, when everybody used to, you know, stomp and piss off Rosa downstairs, if you looked in my seasonings, there was no salt. The only salt is like onion salt or garlic salt.
So you like your food like onion bland?
No, I like it seasoned, just not salted. Doesn't need to be salted.
So she's putting salt in you. What else is she putting in you?
That dick.
Yo. Okay. Yo.
Oh, fair enough.
All right. So the last one is Dee Dee Blanchard, who's the craziest one. And she is a Missouri mom who was murdered by her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend in 2015 after years of claiming that her daughter was sick and disabled. And she would shave her head, make her use a wheelchair in public, feed her through a tube, and she had no illnesses like whatsoever.
And didn't she say like, oh, like she suffered from seizures, so the seizure medication made her teeth fall out?
Yeah, like...
Like she had no fucking teeth neither?
She had like reactions to the medication for diseases she didn't have that fucked her up more.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrible.
What the fuck?
So like,
well, that really helped the mom out. It's probably a lot easier to sell when you give her medications and then nasty reactions.
That's true.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a good sale.
How can you do that as a human being to your kid? Like, I don't understand.
You have to be a real sick person. Like,
this is tons of people that see their kids as a paycheck and as a way to stay afloat.
There's people going after the same thing. There's another disease that I didn't even know like was a thing, but it's called Munchausen by internet. So it's like people faking shit online. I don't really know if you could call it a disease, but people faking shit online to get the same kind of like attention and things like
that.
It's like
a con. It's a good con.
Well, we have that even like with, you know, everyone's a victim these days, right? That happens a lot, I feel like, too.
GoFundMe.
Look at Manti Te'o with his fake girlfriend that had cancer to get all the publicity during his draft.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Well, yeah, but that was crazy.
But that was, like, something that got... It wasn't... He didn't orchestrate for it to go down like that. No, he was legitimately tricked by a guy online. He got catfished.
Yeah, no, he was catfished by Tuyasa Sopo, a backup quarterback from the Oakland Raiders.
He was not.
He was.
That was who it was?
Yeah, the guy.
No, it was his cousin. It was like his brother or something.
Right, you just said he was.
No, but that quarterback was involved. The quarterback was involved, both of them. This is the same family.
Sucking sick.
Yeah, I hate your team. No. Tuyasa Sopi.
Tuyasa Sopo.
Who's your team?
Miami. The Flying Hawaiian. I'm an Oakland Raiders fan.
Oh, yeah.
He likes to lose.
Miami Dolphins.
Not as much as the Giants. Fuck.
We were 7-9, all right? And we got robbed 2 games. Easy by the refs.
Are you in the playoffs?
We should have been.
Easy by the refs. I love it.
Don't. This is not the platform.
Nice.
But I just think the cat... Yeah, the internet stuff, that's pretty weird. I feel like there's a lot of people that live through all that shit. That's their life, dude. Their online presence. Like, all right, I'm not going to... name who, but there's like people that I've seen in like, you know, with the writing stuff that I've been doing, I've seen people from companies, you know, that get very fucking emotional about personal things and political things, and they freak out, and there's all these like trolling wars and shit going on. And, like, they sound like they're on the verge of, like, fucking killing themselves and shit. Like, that's to the point that how much this digital shit means to people.
Right.
To me, it's just a small platform to kind of, you know, show people whatever work I did. And that's it. But to other people, it is literally their whole lives, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's fucking scary.
It's true.
It's just comments and likes.
People take it personal.
People are ridiculous. People are crazy with this shit. You know, like, they base their whole life on it. Like,
I think we can all say, sure, we, you know, probably look at our phones a little too much,
yeah, for sure,
and things like that. But, dude, I'm not constantly writing, like, 1,000 character posts about very specific incidents and then waiting for 30, 40 people to comment on it and argue with everyone.
You get banned in a minute. Yeah.
No, I just wouldn't do it though. Right. You're not going to change anybody's mind
exactly.
On the internet. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to happen, dude.
Right.
Like, arguing virtually, there's never like a good ending where both people are usually like, yeah, that's, you know, we both learn from each other, you know? I just don't see it.
You put yourself people... in a negative light because then you take it personal, and I just feel like it's never...
Well, it's stupid to take it personal because the same way you have your own opinions, there's other people that have a different opinion.
Yeah.
There's not clones.
Nobody believes in the sticks and stones thing no more?
Apparently not. Well, that's the thing. Like, people are trying to convince other people. Well, I think a lot of people go online to find similar people to reinforce their ideas and tell them they're right. But not to challenge their own mentality and see if they can learn something.
No, yeah. People want a silence instead of debate.
Yeah, they just want a reinforcement. Hey, who agrees with me?
I kind of think that you're onto something there. Like, that, I feel like that's a lot of what goes on. They're just looking for that people to be like, oh, yeah you're right. Yeah, you know what? You are right.
Acceptance. I like when people challenge me and actually, if they can prove me wrong, that's a boon for me because I learned something new. But I'm not, you know, if you bring something up, I'm going to consider it and think about it and investigate on my own.
Yeah.
See if, oh, is this right?
People don't do that, though. They have, like, 7 different things lined up to hit you with after you have one rebuttal. Mm-hmm. It's not about, like, thinking about it on there. For the most part, I feel like it'd be nice if we had more people like you, but I think, like, most of the social media. If I could go back, like, if I had the choice to live in a world without social media or with it, I'd choose right without. Back. I'd go back.
I'd go right back, man. Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like this just, like, ruined everything.
Yep.
I feel like it's giving a bunch of bitch ass motherfuckers a lot of power and like, or the feeling of power,
right?
And like, and I just, it fucking bothers me.
Like, how many of them commenters do you think would say half of that stuff person to person?
No, they wouldn't, and that's the thing. You know what I mean? And then you go punch this motherfucker out, and then you're like, then you're the one in trouble.
I'm the bad guy.
You know what I mean? Then you're the bad guy.
Well, it's also like having an auxiliary brain instead of just like using your own, because it's like, I can't tell you, like, I used to be able to like find shit and like map out stuff, like. Now, since I've lived here, I feel like I've relied on GPS and living out fucking here. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I've relied on GPS so much instead of just, like, learning routes that I should know.
Yeah, I have my GPS every time I come over here.
Yeah.
Every single time. Like, I can't learn it. It just, my brain will not. Like, I get lost every time I've tried. I'll be like,
remember that time I couldn't come over because my GPS wasn't working?
I had my GPS on, and I got lost on the way home a couple times. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck is going on?
So it's funny you say that, because now I'm learning the routes, literally, because I have a fear of my battery dying and not know where I'm going. So now I'm literally, like, trying to figure out all the routes to get.
Yeah. I had two asshole friends that burned me really bad about not knowing another way here. So now I remembered both ways here.
Mm.
I don't have that problem because I can't remember. So.
But you could.
It's all about memory.
You could. It's just you'd have to dedicate a little learning curve.
It's just so dark over here, man. I just can't see shit.
Legitimately, I turned my GPS off and thought about Dayron and Aaron razzing me, and now I know both routes because they're assholes. But I still love them.
Well, that's good, though.
I just have a charger in my phone, in my car, so, like, I'm good. So I just keep using that.
But that's the thing. We depend on, like, certain things, and I'm like... Yeah. Back in the day, we never did.
No, you're right.
You know what I mean?
My day.
Yeah, but back in the day, we lived in a 1 square mile city.
Yeah.
There's not much to remember.
True. Very true.
It'd be easy to find Aaron's house, Dad. You just go fucking find a school, you take that fucking street. You know what I mean? He's right there on the fucking left. You know what I mean? Fuck.
We didn't branch off.
Now, yeah. I'm finding this motherfucker down here. I'm putting out a fucking Amber Alert. Like, have you seen my boy Aaron? He lost out in the woods.
No, it would be a silver alert for me. Like, for the elderly. Hey, yo. It would be a silver.
I'm looking for my Bandejo.
He left a nursing home.
He couldn't be a hazard to himself.
Oh, man. Well, this was a good one. Thanks for going over the Munchausen moms for us. That was pretty cool.
This was a good
Munchausen.
One.
Munchausen.
And I think You can. Is there anything you're going to post on the website for this?
Or? I'll put up some pictures. They all, like, what do you think they look like? What do you think the moms look like? If you were going to guess, because they all kind of look the same.
I've seen the last one,
Kathy Bates.
Like those, like puffy
that's
hair.
That's pretty good.
Like, I don't know. Like,
pretty good, Mike. That's about right.
Eminem's mom.
Yeah.
Well, she was real skinny. I pictured this lady a little bigger with, like, puffy 80s hair.
Right? That's what I think. That's what I look at. Like
puffy 80s hair. Hair. That's pretty, yeah.
And with, like, batas on.
Yeah. The evening gown.
The evening gown.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
With slippers on.
Yep.
At all times.
It's so accurate.
So I'm just upset. Like, the guy never got in trouble?
No, I mean, like, he kind of, like, he doesn't get work like that anymore. But
good.
He's discredited, but he's still.
But everybody cashed out. Already, yeah. He cashed out that cow.
Fuck.
Wow. Fucked up. That's life, though, right? It usually doesn't end balanced all the time.
I mean, can you go to jail for being wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No?
It's called perjury, lying.
But not if you thought it was the truth. It's not a lie. It's what you know to be the truth.
Yeah, I guess so. Either way, I feel like he's a cock face. But I want to also say, check out the Death Drop Gorgeous movie. It's going to be playing in some theaters. Not theaters, sorry. Like festivals.
Yes, sir.
If you enjoy like horror film festivals, look for the Death Drop Gorgeous because it's being submitted by our friends. We saw it. It was really cool.
Hilarious smash gore.
That's all it was amazing balls.
And George, you want to plug your podcast too?
Yeah, we just actually wrapped up our episode. We were on a hiatus too as well, so we should actually be getting a new episode posted hopefully by Monday, the breakdown. You can actually listen to us on Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to your podcasts, but we're out and we're back.
Yo. And it... BR3, right?
Yeah, so to find us, it is actually spelled BR3 AK down.
Do you, what are your recent topics, by the way?
Well, it's funny enough because the last episode was like, it's been a while, almost a month to be honest with you, since we actually posted the last episode. So we had a lot to talk about. Like I said, we had people's birthdays, we had some people that got married. We talked a little bit of everything, you know, a little bit of our New Year's, what our, not our resolutions, but what things that we want to improve on in life. And we talked about that, too, and just coming up with a routine and a regimen. So it was a lot of different topics, just kind of catching up with everybody. But I hope you guys definitely stay tuned to the episode, but it was definitely a good time. And actually, we will also be on YouTube as well. We did actually record a video, so you'll see that as well. We'll post actually a sneak peek episode on IG, so follow us on Instagram as well and Facebook. And we changed our location. And we also want feedback as well because we were thinking about doing a traveling podcast where we're traveling in different locations and recording in different locations. So check that out.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, we'll definitely check it out. Thanks again, Mike from Real Judgments, Lil George Bass for joining us this episode. And you'll be here next week, right? When we tackle, what is Gene bringing for next week?
The Beast of Colombia. Yeah.
Colombia.
Not me, though. That's not me.
No, not you. Not me. This is before your time, I believe.
Thank God.
No, no, maybe. Maybe not.
God.
Well, yeah, you get an in-depth dive on the vile Beast of Colombia next week for our evil entry. Until then, everybody be safe. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Seriously. that girl was in that house or anybody else was in there against their will.